Welcome to The Cup of Tea, warm steam for your soul. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Today's quotes come to us from Albanian Indian, Roman Catholic nun, and missionary Mother Teresa, who is honored in the Catholic Church as St. Teresa of Calcutta. She was born in Skopje, then part of the Kosovo Vilayet of the Ottoman Empire. After living in Skopje for 18 years, she moved to Ireland and then to India, where she lived for most of her life. The miracle is not that we do this work, but that we are happy to do it. Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Mother Teresa. It's not about how much you do, but how much love you put into what you do that counts. Mother Teresa. Growing up, and all through my life, I remember hearing the name Mother Teresa. Sometimes it even sounds like a noun to describe unlimited love and compassion. Do yourself a favor, if you haven't already, and read up on some of her greatest acts and her story in general. I first included the quote where she speaks of the miracle of happiness and how that is the true miracle of any work or passion that we have. Find something that truly makes you happy. It doesn't need to be shared with anybody, just something that you genuinely enjoy the time you spend doing it. If you're lucky enough, you'll find a way to make a living doing it, which, in her words, is truly a miracle. Next, she speaks about not being able to change the world by herself, but being able to make a difference. I feel the ripples in the waves that Mother Teresa started can still be felt today, as I'm sure many who donate their time to less fortunate have her in the back of her head. Missions and shelters are named after her. She really did make a difference just by caring. Lastly, Mother Teresa tells us that the importance lies in the love that you put into it. I think we can tell if genuine love and passion is put into something. We sometimes call things a passion project, like somehow it's not as important. But maybe it's more important. Put all you got into everything you do, big or small.
I don't keep up with fashion trends, just go at my own pace. I'm clothes again, much to my mama's dismay. I'm already 24 and still no 9 to 5. Society can frown on me, but damn, it's good to feel alive. Where's the fun in normal anyway? Why live a life that's boring?
Where's the fun in normal anyway? Why live?
That was the song Freak Show by Jekyll. Jekyll is an indie alternative artist based in Ottawa, Canada. Her broad vocal range, captivating melodies, and inventive yet accessible songwriting bring to mind artists such as Joni Mitchell, Feist, and Florence and the Machine. And now for some fun, interesting, and unusual facts about Mother Teresa. She left home at 18 to start her religious journey of becoming a nun. At the age of 19, she moved to India, where she stayed. While she was not born and raised in India, she considered India to be her home for the rest of her life. Not only did Mother Teresa spend her life dedicated to the Lord, but she also spent her life teaching. She received a position teaching at Loreto Convent School in eastern Calcutta in the mid-1920s. On October 17, 1979, Mother Teresa was awarded one of the highest honors in the world when she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. This award was given to her because of all the work she did with the poor, helping build homes for orphan children, and other missionary work. I'll leave you with the music of Anders Drierup. This Canadian-born Austinite has been performing, writing, and recording music for over 20 years. With his song, Sad Songs, here is Anders Drierup.
It's not a matter of the days gone by. It's not a memory of a lonely night. It's in the way that the moon shines when there ain't no other light. Can't tell you if it's just because it might be someone that she's thinking of, or maybe dreaming of an old love long lost in the sands of time. But I know it's hard to miss it when she's looking off into the distance. My baby loves a sad song. Without the darkness, we wouldn't even know what it's like to feel the sunshine glowing and that familiar cold wind blowing through the cracks in the door. Now it sounds like an old cliche, but she's so pretty when she drifts away just listening to the sad songs beat down in the broken ones where her heart's been shattered. Beat down in the broken ones where her heart's been.
This has been A Cup of Tea. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Thanks to the artists that lent their music to the program. Links are available in the episode description if you'd like to hear more.